And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 14th of February, 2011. It is Valentine's Day, named for a Christian martyr named St. Valentine. They're not sure exactly which of the three St. Valentines it may be named for. There was Valentine of Terni from the 2nd century, who was a bishop martyred in Rome. That's all we know about him. There was another Valentine of Rome who disobeyed the Roman emperor who'd forbidden young men from getting married. He thought unmarried men made better soldiers, but Valentine married people anyway, and he was executed on this day in the year 270 AD. It probably was him and not St. Valentine of Genoa. Anyway, February the 14th was a good time for the Christian church to have a holiday. It coincided with an ancient fertility festival that was celebrated between the 13th and the 15th called Lupercalia, which itself was built on an even older festival called Februa, F-E-B-R-U-A, a cleansing and fertility festival, and it's from Februa that we get the name February. Lupercalia was a very popular festival in Rome, still widely practiced even during the 5th century, more than 150 years after the empire was officially Christian. In Shakespeare's Hamlet, Ophelia sings about St. Valentine's Day. She says, "I, a maid at your window, to be your Valentine." In 1797, a British publisher came out with The Young Man's Valentine Writer, which suggested sentimental poems for young men to send their sweethearts. It was in 1913 Hallmark started making Valentine cards. On this day in 1842, the best place to be in New York was at the Valentine's Day Boz Ball, held in honor of the novelist Charles Dickens, who was visiting America with his wife, Catherine. 3,000 tickets sold out immediately, $5 apiece, which was quite a sum in those days. An enormous amount of money spent on decorations. In a letter to a friend, Charles Dickens called it the most splendid, gorgeous, brilliant affair you can possibly conceive. And it was on this day, 1895, Oscar Wilde's play, The Importance of Being Earnest, opened in London. He'd written the first draft in just 21 days. He said the play expressed his philosophy that we should treat all the trivial things of life very seriously, and all the serious things of life with sincere and studied triviality. It was an enormous hit, and the actor who played Algernon later said, "In my 53 years of acting, I never remember a greater triumph than the first night of The Importance of Being Earnest." Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, "For You, Friend. This Valentine's Day, I intend to stand for as long as I can on a kitchen stool and hold back the hands of the clock, so that wherever you are, you may walk even more lightly in your loveliness, so that the weak mid-February sun, whose chill I will feel from the face of the clock, cannot in any way lessen the lights in your hair and the wind whose subtle insistence I will feel in the minute hand, cannot tighten the corners of your smile. People drearily walking the winter streets will long remember this day, how they glanced up to see you there in a storefront window, glorious, strolling along on the outside of time." For You, Friend, a poem by Ted Kooser from his collection entitled Valentines, published by the University of Nebraska Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.